It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I'm JR. That's me. Man, this show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. It doesn't matter what coast, what pond, what lake, what mountain, what valley, what farm, what wood, what beach. I don't care where you at. Thank you for being here. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Me? I'm in a city amongst trees. I am in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, a city that's just concrete. Ryan Boccia holding it down for us in New York. Okay? We got a lot to do. We've already done a lot here on the show. Thank you so much to Brian Howell for joining us to talk about the Colorado Buffaloes and the comments made today by Deion Sanders. He says, I don't know who my quarterback is, but we're going to go out there and try to win. He also said, I'm not talking about my health right now. Well within his business, well within his right. Hey, we just talked about Chet Holmgren. He got a big old deal. He got big money. Chet Holmgren, man's only played two seasons in the NBA because he was hurt his first year. And he just got himself a $250 million extension. We talked about Caitlin Clark. She made her return today with a fever and lost. We talked about Ben Shelton at Wimbledon, 22-year-old American. He lost. Dak Prescott said he's healthy. He's not trying to be a loser. Eli Manning said, I'm too poor to buy 10% of the Giants. And I guess he doesn't have any rich friends that'll help. Maybe it's not worth the trouble. And of course, it is Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. Today will be no different. We are seconds. We are minutes away from me sharing with you a new top six list, taking a look at some of the best rookies in sports ever. And of course, we have so much more to do. At the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history, July 9th. We will get into Major League Baseball. The All-Star Game is now less than a week away. And Major League Baseball hit us with an announcement regarding their replay system, their automatic ball strike system, their challenge system will be available during the game. Will we see it be used? Is there really going to be a player at the All-Star game who goes, nah, bro, that was a ball, or a pitcher that goes, that's a strike? Is there going to be somebody that gets mad at the game? We're going to find out. Hopefully this doesn't become a joke for Major League Baseball. Yeah, so we've done a lot. If you've missed a minute of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can always listen live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, wherever you live. I don't know where you live. You can tune in on Odyssey. Well, not on Odyssey, on SiriusXM 375. This is for people who pay. Odyssey app is free, by the way. Or if you got one of those Alexa, Siri, Google things that you talk to, just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. This is an interesting time of the year as it relates to young athletes and young players. Got a young athletes out at Wimbledon right now. We got Caitlin Clark making her return. The Major League Baseball draft is at the end of the week. We got Matt Holliday has another kid who's probably going to get drafted and destroy the world. He'll probably be better than Jackson. We got summer league basketball in the NBA. It's a time for youth sports and summer camp and youthful exuberance. Man, I just had some flashbacks. Damn. Just hanging out in the summertime. Not a care in the world. No job. No bills. People take care of you. Got your little summer crush or a few of them. Those were the good old days. Now, job, bills, people to take care of. Why can't I switch and throw it back? Damn. Anyway, not here to talk about me and my life. It's time to take a look. Well, at today's top six list, these people full of youthful exuberance. Because when they were drafted into their respective sports, they didn't just show up. They showed out. It's time for a new top six list, taking a look at some of the best, not the best. It's the top six rookie seasons ever.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, giving you a new top six list, taking a look at some of the best rookie seasons that we have ever seen in sports. Let's get it started. What number are we going with?
Number six.
That would absolutely make sense because it is a countdown. And at number six, I give you the great one, Wayne Gretzky. And why did Wayne Gretzky have such a great rookie season? Well, he did play in the WHA before he got to the NHL. This man won MVP. He won the Hart Trophy as a rookie in 1980. Not too bad for a guy who just showed up. And then in his first season as a rookie, the man had 51 goals and 86 assists, which led the NHL. He was tied for the points lead. I can go on and on about Wayne Gretzky, but we're not looking at the totality of his career, which I was very happy with until Alexander Ovechkin just broke his goals record. Anyway, Wayne Gretzky, he was with Graham Bessinger, and he was asked, man, why were you so good when you were young? And forget his rookie season. Why were you so damn good as a kid? Wayne Gretzky said, man, my dad, he built a rink. I had the best rink. And all I did was skate and skate and skate and skate and skate.
I truly enjoyed just skating by myself in the backyard for hours on hours. And I never looked at it like I was practicing or I was becoming a better player. I looked at it that was my thrill and that was my fun that I really truly could just skate out there by myself for hours on hours. And for whatever reason, nobody could understand it, but that was my fun.
And your dad had a unique way of making the mm-hmm. hockey rink in the backyard.
He always built one of the best outdoor rinks around. He always had the ice 4.5-5 inches thick, and you know, he would begin by just watering it like everybody else, but he would take a sprinkler head at nights and he'd have the sprinkler head going for a couple hours. And consequently, always had the best ice around.
You listen to that. You hear that, parents? Especially people in Canada? People with ice? Well, not right now. Remember that. Be like Wayne Gretzky's dad. Put the sprinkler out there at night, too. Five inches, okay? 5-6 inches ice. Make it ice, okay? Anyway, one of the best rookie seasons ever. Wayne Gretzky at number six. Who comes next?
Number five.
We got to go from old Canada to Los Angeles. We have to go back to 1981. We have to look at a man who inspired mania. And not just any mania. Fernando Mania. At numbers five on my list, one of the best rookie seasons ever, Fernando Valenzuela. This man won Rookie of the Year and a Cy Young in 81. They ended up winning the World Series. The Dodgers did. He had time taken away due to a strike. Listen to Major League Baseball tell you about the Mexican sensation.
It's a fairy tale so preposterous, Dodger fans dare not open their eyes. El Nino is Fernando Valenzuela.
Fernando Mania was more than one of the best stretches of pitching in baseball history.
Did you take notice? Sold out tonight. Valenzuela's pitching.
It was an experience without compare, before or in the four decades since. A singular story that becomes more transcendent each time we tell it.
1981 will be the year of Fernando Valenzuela.
The left-hander from Echeguaquila, Mexico, captivated Los Angeles and ultimately the country with his extraordinary pitching, one-of-a-kind windup, and unassuming way.
And of course here today, a lot of folks have come in just to see the Mexican phenom Fernando Valenzuela. And why not? He's the hottest subject in baseball.
Yeah, the guy started 8-0. He had a strike from what, like June until August. He led the National League with strikeouts, won a World Series, Rookie of the Year, Cy Young. And God bless his soul, God rest his soul. We lost Fernando Valenzuela last year. But he had one of the greatest rookie seasons by an athlete ever. And I heard from my friends that he was an even better human being, which is not a surprise. Top six rookie seasons ever in sports. We're going for number five to
number four.
Speaking of LA, I was at a celebrity golf tournament. Don't ask me how I ended up there. And I do know how. That was my friends at Capital One. Shout outs to Capital One. They had me at this tournament in LA before the ESPYs. And I pulled up my golf cart and I looked to my right. And it is the gentleman who I have at number four on the list. He was the sixth pick in the 1957 NFL draft. He led the league in rushing. He won Rookie of the Year and MVP. He helped take his team to the NFL championship. They lost. It is Jim Brown of the Browns. Yeah, could you imagine? I was in my golf cart and I looked to my right. I'm like, oh, crap, that's Jim Brown. Like, I didn't know what to say. He looked busy. I was not going to bother Jim Brown. I looked at his hands. He looked like he could crush you. And there's one thing that Jim Brown knew from when he ended up at Syracuse and then got to the Browns. You remember looking at his coach, and his coach told him something right out of the box when he looked at his body. Listen to this.
The coach liked me. I'll always remember. He said these words to me. You are my running back. You are my running back. Those was the sweetest words I ever heard as a professional football player.
Brown's 1957 season was a debut like few in sports history. Rookie of the Year, MVP, a league rushing crown, and All-Pro honors. But that was just the beginning.
Yeah, when he finally ended, and that sounds like Liev Schreiber. I love Liev Schreiber. All he does is narrate the NFL stuff, and he sounds like this. That was the beginning of Jim Brown's career. He was so damn great. He went to Hollywood, and he ended like this.
The creator said, I'm only going to do this one time in a very special player.
Eight rushing titles in nine seasons. Three most valuable player awards. Over 12,000 rushing yards. 106 rushing touchdowns. All while never missing a game and retiring at the height of his career.
Man, you could talk to any running back with a brain. They will tell you that Jim Brown was the greatest running back of all time. A running back with a brain will tell you that. Most of them tell you that. Okay? I got Jim Brown at number four on my list. You want to talk about the greatest rookie seasons ever? Jim Brown at number four. Yeah, who's next?
Number three.
Man, I would have had Jim Brown further on the list if he had won a championship. He went there, but he didn't win. This guy, he won. And he didn't just win one. He kept on winning. He won in his first year. His name, Bill Russell. This guy was a rookie. In the 1956 to 1957 NBA season, in his rookie year, he averaged 15 points and 20 rebounds. He did it in 48 games. Why? Because he was a little busy before the season got started, before they played. He was participating in the Summer Olympics where he helped lead Team USA to gold. Not too shabby. So he won gold. He went to the NBA. And then he won a championship. He won the first championship for the Boston Celtics in their history. Damn it. He would have won Rookie of the Year, but his teammate won it. God rest both of their souls, Tommy Heinsohn. At number three on my list, I give you Bill Russell. I want you to take a listen to Bill Russell tell you why he loved basketball so, so much.
I played basketball because I loved playing. I got to be pretty good at it. But if I had not been as good as I was at it, I still would have loved it as much. You don't have to be the best in the world. All you have to be is the best you can be. And if you're satisfied with it, this is how good I can be. And this is all right. I believed that I had within me a perfect game by my standards. I knew that if I went out there goofing off, that might be the night I was going to have it. so you can't take a chance on that. So you got to go out there and give it all you got from the minute they toss the ball up, because this may be the night.
You are a superb athlete and have intense pride in that, but to be judged on other things, too.
Yes, you know, it's something that says we see you as a man. Rather than this is an athlete or a performer, this is a man. And this is what this award means to me.
Yeah, you got to give him credit. I never interviewed him, never met him, never spoke to him. I walked by him one time and it was like, oh, I saw a ghost. It was so cool to see him just walk. It was in New Orleans, Louisiana, an All-Star game. He walked by and it's just like, it's so cool to see just not some guy who played basketball, but someone who also stood up for civil rights. Yeah, I got Bill Russell, number three on my list. This man's like, I'm going to win a championship my first year. Celtics, you're welcome. Bill Russell on my list. Top six rookie seasons ever. I got Bill Russell at number three. Who's next?
Number two.
Oh, I remember. Well, I was so interested in this guy because he came from a different country. And I was so interested in this guy because it was like, we never saw a guy even do this. At number two on my list, I have Ichiro Suzuki. Yeah, this man came over from Japan. He already played 9 years as a pro in Japan. He's coming over to the United States of America. And he was a hitter. We saw all these pitchers that came over from Japan, but we ain't never seen no hitter. And then it's just like, what the heck is he going to do? Oh, well, like throw 100 miles per hour from the outfield? Be one of the best defensive players ever? Oh, be a guy who can hit the ball anywhere and any which way that he wanted to? Ichiro Suzuki was a freak. Watching him hit in that first year, after every month, it was just like, oh, yeah, he's just hot. He's going to slow down. And then he just kept on hitting. He had 242 hits. He led the league. He set a rookie record for hits. He had a batting average of 350. He won Rookie of the Year. He won MVP. The Mariners won 116 games. They did then choke in the playoffs. And so for a guy to come over from a different country and do something that we've never done, I got Ichiro Suzuki here on my list at number two. One of the best rookie seasons ever in sports. I want you to listen to some of these Mariners tell you about it. Like his manager, Lou Piniella. Like Ken Griffey Jr. Like Alvin Davis. Like Harold Reynolds. Listen to them tell you about Ichiro.
I found him very amusing. I found him very relaxed. I found him very confident. So I really felt that he could come here and be a great player, just a hitting machine.
My favorite Ichiro moment is probably the first time we met. Met him in 95. We went to Benihana's, and we just hit it off. I love Ichiro. We have a common goal, and that was to be the best player that we could be.
Greatness is the word that I think about when I think about Ichiro. Pure greatness in every facet of the game.
And I think also he glorified a guy being able to hit the ball over the ballpark. He's one of the greatest players that ever played Major League Baseball, period.
And he just went, or is going into the Hall of Fame, and he had one idiot who didn't vote him in. Ichiro should beat his ass, okay? Anyway, I got Ichiro number two on my list. You want to talk about one of the best rookie seasons ever? Ichiro at number two. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you which athlete had the best rookie season ever in sports. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, we got to see who's coming for the number one spot. Yeah. It's a new top six list. Taking a look at some of the best rookie seasons ever in sports. I'm about to tell you who's in the number one spot. If you weren't here in the last break, where the hell were you? Probably doing something important. Good for you. But you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and you can get all the fancy sound and all that good stuff. Here, let me give you a quick recap before I get to number one. If you were not here, or just to remind you. At number six, I gave you Wayne Gretzky. At number five, I gave you Fernando Valenzuela. At number four, I gave you Jim Brown. At number three, I gave you Bill Russell. At number two, I gave you Ichiro. He's so good, don't even need a last name. Ichiro Suzuki. And so if I got Ichiro at number two, who could possibly have had a better rookie season than all of these gentlemen? Well, I told you about Fernando Valenzuela, played out in L.A. I'm going to tell you about another athlete synonymous with Los Angeles, a number one on my list, the best rookie season in sports ever. It's Magic Johnson. Yes, the first overall pick in the 1979 NBA draft. In his first year, he averaged 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. Big freaking deal. Who cares? So what? This man was a starter in the NBA All-Star game. But then he really cemented his rookie season when the captain went down. When the Lakers were in the NBA Finals against the Sixers, and Kareem was hurt, and Magic said, "Damn it, I might be a big-ass point guard, but you know what? I will replace Kareem Abdul-Jabbar." And it wasn't that Magic just went out there and replaced him. He finished them. He finished the Sixers. You don't believe me? Listen to Magic Johnson tell you when he sat down with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson on the All the Smoke podcast. Listen.
Kareem gets hurt in game 5. I get to the airport, everybody head is down because Kareem can't play. I said, "So what? Kareem can't play. We still gonna win." And they looked at me like, "Rookie, go sit down. We can't beat Philadelphia without Kareem." I said, "Man, we gonna win this game." I said, "I gotta do something to get these guys going." So I went and sat in Kareem's seat, and as every Laker came by, I said, "Never fear, Magic is here." And so I told the coach, "I'm gonna play center." He was like, "Have you ever played center?" I said, "Yeah, I played center in high school." He said, "Man, that was 2 or 3 years ago, I said, "I'm going to play center tomorrow against Caldwell Jones." Long story short, you know, I scored 42 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists. We ended up winning the game, and it was a blessing to be named Most Valuable Player of the Finals.
Look, Magic Johnson has told that story about a million times to a million different people on television, in person. Damn it, I've spoken to Magic. He didn't tell me that story. 42 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists. At this point in his life, it just easily rolls off of his tongue. Man was finals MVP in his rookie season. Could you imagine that in basketball today, a rookie? Could you see Cooper Flagg taking the Dallas Mavericks and blind, hurt, injured, lame Anthony Davis? Could you see him taking them to the NBA Finals and winning Finals MVP? The answer is no. Damn it. LeBron James had a terrific rookie season. I couldn't see LeBron James doing that with them bums he's playing with. Them bums hated him, by the way. Like, this kid gonna come in and be better than me? Yeah, he was. And better than all y'all. That's you, Ricky Davis. I see you out there. Anyway, I got Magic Johnson number one on my list. Top 6 rookie seasons ever. Okay? I had to diversify this list. Tried to spread things out. There are other players who had tremendous rookie seasons that I could easily put on this list. And there's some, there is a Washington Wizard I could have put on this list. Also won Rookie of the Year and MVP in his first season. There's another Laker I could have put on this list. He played for the Lakers. That might be a hint. Damn it, I could have put a Minnesota Viking on this list. Man, there's some other running backs I could have put on this list. I had to kind of spread things out. had to take a look at, oh, you know, maybe what made things unique? What made things special? Who might be a little bit more famous? You know, I had to spread things out. Who won a championship? I had to find things that are different. My top six rookies ever in sports. Number six, I gave you Wayne Gretzky. Number five, Fernando Valenzuela. Number four, Jim Brown. Number three, Bill Russell. Number two, Ichiro Suzuki. Number one, Magic Johnson. It is more than six guys that had great rookie seasons. Yeah, you got a rookie? You know somebody who had a terrific rookie season? You know somebody who showed up on the scene and just destroyed everybody? Call me. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about individuals who've had some of the best rookie seasons ever. I'm going to get to your phone calls on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
Ready to take the next step in your career? The Bryan School of Business and Economics at UNC Greensboro offers a range of affordable, fully online undergraduate programs designed to prepare you for in-demand business roles. With flexible courses, dedicated faculty, and a strong return on investment, it's a smart choice for your future. Develop the skills employers want and gain the confidence to stand out in today's competitive job market. Apply now to start in the fall. Visit bryan.uncg.edu.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Phone lines are open 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're looking at some of the best rookie seasons ever in sports. I just gave you a new top six list. You missed it? Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you want the full explanations and the sound and listening to some of their peers. At number six, I gave you Wayne Gretzky. At number five, I gave you Fernando Valenzuela. At number four, I gave you Jim Brown. At number three, I gave you Bill Russell. At number two, I gave you Ichiro Suzuki. At number one, I gave you a man who won finals MVP in his rookie season. I gave you Magic Johnson. Of course, there are more than six gentlemen and women who've had tremendous rookie seasons, tremendous rookie years. Like I tell you, there's a gentleman who played in Washington who I didn't have on my list. There's another gentleman who played, didn't start, but played for the Lakers that I didn't have on my list. I thought about championships and what made everything, what made each guy different, what made each guy unique. More than six names. You know a rookie who had a great year? You want to show him some love? Do it right now. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Toronto, Canada, and talk to Alan. Alan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Take a deep breath. Please take a deep, deep breath and slow down.
Yes, JR, I hear you loud and clear. Yep.
Hey, this is a good cadence. Stay this way. Thank you.
Wilt the Stilts. Everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain. For the 1959-60 Philadelphia Warriors, he averaged 37.6 points per game, 27 rebounds per game, only had 2.3 assists, but that was because he was the go-to guy. And they already named the Rookie of the Year after him. So, you know, that was a completely dominant. That was probably the most dominant
Rookie of the Year. You did it, Alan. And you're right. They named the trophy after him, I want to say, two or three years ago. Good point. Yeah. The only reason why they put him on here, I basically chose. I said, do I want to take Wilt Chamberlain or do I want to go ahead and put Bill Russell, who won a championship in that first year? And I'll put Bill. Hold on, Alan. I'll put Bill Russell in. That's it.
And Oscar Robertson, he's 86 years old.
He couldn't help himself. Alan, wait. Can you let other people drop some more names, Alan? Come on.
Sure.
You can't have them all. Thank you for naming Oscar Robertson. Don't name anybody else, okay?
No.
What you been up to? You been traveling? You been driving around?
Yeah, you know, I'm fixing to go to the Masters. I'm on the lottery list, and I'll be heading down yonder on Interstate 75, and I'll be going out yonder, Interstate 20, to 145 miles to Augusta, and I will pick you up along the way. You might be able to get in because you're a member of the media, and what a time we would have, you know.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm on the list, and eventually it's on my bucket list. I want to go to the Masters. I've never been to a Masters before. So.
All right. Well, thank you for giving me like a year's heads up. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we would have a great time. We would have so much to talk about. One free spirit to another free spirit.
Yeah, you sure, Alan? You sure you want to hang out with me? You know how I get down.
You will be out with me
until 8 a.m. in the morning. You want to do that?
Sure, why not? Yeah, okay. I'm usually up at 4 in the morning. So.
Oh, damn. Well, crap. Well, I'm saying you won't go to sleep until 8 in the morning.
I see.
Attack on another 4 hours. I get you. It's okay. Have you seen the movie Hangover?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I do when I go out. You ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can carry the baby, all right?
Yeah, have you, you haven't been to a Masters yet, have you?
No, I'm not sophisticated enough. No, uh-uh. I just told you I hang out until 8 o'clock in the morning, Alan. You think I'm going to hang out there?
Yeah, it's going to be tough, I know, but it would be nice.
All right. Well, I'll consider. Alan, if you go, I'll consider, okay?
Sure, yep. I'll meet you somehow along the way. I'm very eager to do that.
I'm here. I'll be here in Georgia. I ain't going nowhere. I'll be right here, okay?
Sure, yeah.
I'll take you to Magic City. You ready for that?
Mm-hmm. I sure am. Yep,
you want a Blue Flame Lounge? You want to go there?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, I'll talk to my guy, Greg Street. We'll make it happen. All right, Alan, thank you so much. Not for real.
Oh, it's a pleasure, JR. Thank you very much for taking my call.
All right, no doubt, Alan. Thank you for calling from Toronto. Alan is going to come. I'm going to take him to Blue Flame. I'm going to go right down and talk to my man, Greg Street. Alan had a time of his life. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. I could start naming some other places, but that would be inappropriate. David is calling from Los Angeles. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. David, what's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, JR. Thank you so much for taking my call. Sure. Before I get to my rookie, I do want to make sure I give some acknowledgement to Fernando Valenzuela because, you know, his impact on the game is way more than just what he did on the baseball diamond, on the pitching mound. You know, there's a dark history behind Dodger Stadium and how it was built, removing a very thriving Latino community.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You need a new phone, David. Hold on. Try to get it together. I'll put you on hold. David, your phone sucks. I didn't hang up on you. If you can hear me, David, your phone sucks. What David was bringing up was Fernando Valenzuela, the fact that they cleared out a community, a Mexican community where they built that stadium. Fernando Valenzuela basically brought a lot of Mexican fans basically to the Dodgers. That was him. He did that. David, get your phone together. We'll try again with you in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And we're talking about some of the best rookie seasons ever in sports. Let's go to Bo. Oh, where the hell did he go? Okay, I was going to Alabama, but that guy gone. Ray is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Ray, what's up?
Yes, sir, JR. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
Jamal Lewis, he rushed for 1,300 yards, 6 touchdowns, won a Super Bowl, and took the running back spot from Priest Holmes.
Okay. Now, was that – if I got to think about some of the best rookie years ever of all time across all sports, would you put him in that category?
Against
He
had a darn good rookie season, though.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ray. Appreciate you. Not quite Jim Brown, right? No? No?
Jim Brown.
All right.
Definitely not quite Jim Brown. Nobody's that monster.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
No problem. He's like, yeah, Jamal Lewis. I'm like, what? He had a good year. I remember that one year he rushed for 2,000 yards. I'm like, that wasn't his rookie season. He's like 3-4 years in by then. And isn't he DJing right now? Am I making stuff up? I don't know what he's doing. I don't know. I'm going to look that up in a bit. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Botcher, can you look that up for me?
I just did.
Is he a DJ?
He is. He's a DJ and a music producer.
Yes.
At Midi East Studios. So I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I know, Nani. He was DJing. I know my stuff. Thank you for confirming. Robbie is here from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sportbury Show. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, JR, how you doing, man?
I am absolutely amazing. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I feel absolutely amazing anytime I listen to your radio show. So I just appreciate you, you know, and everything you do, man. I can't rave on you enough. But that said, I called in last night, couldn't get through, and couldn't remember the new number. So I looked it up and saw a picture of you. And I've been calling in for years, bro, and never knew what you looked like. And I got to say, not what I thought. You're a handsome dude, but I thought I was a picture shorter hair. And a little bit lighter skin. So, you know, I don't know. It's just what I had in my brain. But,
I was a white man with a crew cut?
No, man.
Yeah, I'm black with an afro.
What did I just say? I said you're a handsome man, bro.
Well,
and I'm comfortable in my sexuality that I can tell other men that, bro.
Yeah,
so you're a good-looking dude.
Well, thank you. And I feel comfortable in that, too. Well, here's a better question. Do you have a sister? You down the road. You got a sister?
I ain't got no sister, bro.
Oh, damn.
And if
that
I did,
sucks.
You know, I might let you take her out. I might.
Yeah, I'm not, what's the guy's name? I'm not Stephon Diggs. Come on, man.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I mean, did you see Clay Bobby?
I might shake your hand pretty hard. You know, I might roll the knuckles, you know, when I shake your hand. But
what, you're going to have five of your friends in the garage holding guns while I pick up your sister? Is that...
Hey, I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, I got to do what I got to do. And
I think I've been vaguely threatened a time or two in my life. That's fine. What else you got, Robbie?
If you're not, though, man, you're not dating enough. I do have a rookie question for you. I do have a rookie question. So can you tell me, all right, first of all, what the MVP name in the NFL, who's it named after?
The NFL MVP? I don't know. Right now?
The name of the trophy.
Oh, the MVP trophy?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I know the Super
That's
Bowl
right.
trophy
well,
is the no, Vince Lombardi no, but, trophy.
That's true, yes. But the MVP, the official name, and the first person that ever won that, it was the Jim Thorpe Award. Okay, I believe it was 1957, if I'm not mistaken.
And Jim Thorpe played everything.
He did. Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that.
But the guy, that's okay. But I would, because I'm from Florence, Alabama, originally. Okay, and a guy named Harlan Hill won the first MVP award in the NFL, which was the Jim Thorpe Award, and he played for the Chicago Bears, and he went to Florence State University, which is now University of North Alabama, where I played receiver. So shout out to Harlan Hill. And it's also the D2 Heisman of the Year award, too.
Okay.
It's the Harlan Hill Trophy.
Well,
so,
that's why you would know. You're like, what is the name of the Super Bowl MVP? I'm like, bro, I do not know. Like, I can think about the guys who won it. I don't know. They just renamed the NBA MVP award. I don't. Is it the Michael Jordan Award? I don't know. Who is it?
No, I think it's Larry O'Brien, obviously the main trophy, but then it's the Bill Russell, right? It's the Bill Russell trophy.
I feel like they just it might be. I just know they renamed
I'm pretty sure.
Them. I don't know.
Yes, they did. Which I think they should. I think it's great. But anyway, just want to give you a shout.
Well, thanks, Robbie. Next time you come to Atlanta, you can also come to the Blue Flame, okay?
I would love to, bro. I'll take you out for a drink, man. I can actually see what you look like in person.
Yeah, no, listen, man. Yeah, drinks for everybody. You want to hang out till 8 a.m.? We go to Waffle House after. Thank you, Robbie.
Hey, I love Waffle House. All-star special.
I do, too. My body and my organs don't appreciate it, but I'm still here. Talk to you, Robbie. Thank you, bro.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
No doubt about it. Yeah, thank you, Robbie, for calling up from Birmingham. My next-door neighbor. Make sure you stop by. It's that stupid thing with the golfer. Botcher, you have no idea what
Caddyshack?
I'm talking about.
No. The movie?
No. See, I know you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Bucky's.
I know Bucky's. Oh, I know Bucky's.
You know Bucky's?
I know, but who doesn't? They got the statue with his arms open. It's great.
What Bucky's you went to?
Never. We have the Wawa's up here.
I know Wawa. Listen, man, I know all of these places. Why you know Bucky's?
Because it's like a popular trend.
You want to come to the South so you can go to Bucky's?
100%. Only if I get to hug the gopher.
I was going to say something else. It's related to a gopher, but I'll. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hug your local furry animal. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We're talking about some of the best rookies ever. Don't move.